Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. Before the 90s, there were only a few channels in which brands could communicate with their consumers, either at an event, by fax, through direct mail, by phone, on TV, radio, billboards, magazines, or newsletters. Today, there are seemingly endless channels where consumers can access content from Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Instagram, email, websites, webinars, podcasts, Google, SMS, apps, online video, and many, many more. Before the 90s, large media companies had all of the power because they controlled the distribution and the audience. But that's certainly no longer the case. In 2016, the power is almost completely in the hands of the people. Consumers don't need to get their news and media from media companies. Consumers are the media. Armed with a smartphone and a Facebook account, anyone can be a reporter. This is a major development in the media landscape that impacts every business, especially media companies. Those of you who follow what's happening in the social media landscape will have noticed that live video is a hot thing right now. You may have seen our major portals broadcasting live auctions on their Facebook page on a weekend. This sort of thing was unheard of only 12 months ago, but now consumers are hooked. I myself enjoy sitting down on a Saturday morning with a coffee and watching our industry's finest in action at properties around the country. We are in a time where we should be so thankful that we have these technologies that allow us to act like a media company without any help from a media company. In business today, we all have the ability to reach a large audience on our own with nothing other than our smartphone. But as more of these amazing tools are made available for real estate professionals, I fear for what could happen. Just as quickly as media companies were disrupted by social media and other digital channels, they could very easily hold all the power once again, and we could find ourselves at the mercy of these big players if we're not careful. Stay with me on this, I'll explain what I mean. Media companies are very good at something that we're not very good at in real estate. That's building an audience. Without an audience, media companies don't have a business model. And unless you've been living under a rock for the past 10 years, you've likely noticed the decline of traditional print publications and mass redundancies at these organizations. Media companies have needed to reinvent themselves to a major extent over the past 10 years. And as new technologies become available, live video on Facebook, for example, whereby media companies have an opportunity to grow an audience, they're going to take it. If we use live auctions as an example of the kind of content that media companies are producing, no one gave them permission to start doing this. They simply picked up a smartphone, logged into their Facebook page, and hit record. My question for you is this: who is telling you that you can't do the same? Media companies, like our major portals, are investing millions of dollars to create content online that they know people will engage with. They need to, because without an audience, they don't have a product to sell and they don't have a business model. The fact that you list, sell, and manage property doesn't prevent you from being a media company yourself. But I'm not suggesting for a second that you try and compete with the content budgets of our major portals. All I'm saying is, wouldn't it be nice to have all of the people that matter only to our business come to our website or social media channels instead? That is the opportunity that we have as real estate professionals today. We can be far more local than our industry's media can be. We are on the front line. We are the ones with the insights, and we can create inherently helpful, hyper-local content for our communities. But here's the thing. No one is going to help us. We need to do it ourselves. Would you rather be a real estate business that pays media companies to reach their audience? Or would you rather be a media company that happens to sell real estate? It's an interesting thought, and one I think we all need to consider. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.